This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's not weird for Tommy Mulay to be wrong on his takes.
What did I do?
But this weekend may have shone a light on the worst take he's ever had.
Really?
Because when vinyl records started to become popular again a few years ago, he said it was a fad.
Mm-hmm. It is a fad.
He said those people were stupid.
Mm-hmm.
He said there was no way that people were buying records the way they did back in the day. And then you see what happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, happy record day, record store day to those who celebrate.
All the hipsters out there.
It was record store day on Saturday. And if you're not familiar, it's a way for the music industry to help out independent music stores across the country. Mm. Artists from all genres release special edition, rare, unique reissues, and they put them out on vinyl.
Put them on your hi-fi when you get home.
And it gets folks that are into vinyls motors running.
Oh, yeah.
And
80 watts per channel, man.
The record archive on Saturday was insane. Did you see the videos?
I saw the videos.
Thousands of people lined up to get in.
Thousands of Gunthers lined up around the block.
Some folks had camped out the night before.
Yeah,
that's a
shocking.
Little sad.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand sad.
Like, I knew it was big, and it's been big in years past, but I've never heard of somebody camping out to get to be like first in line.
I mean,
to get old stuff.
It's new stuff.
Special releases.
But it's on
stuff.
An old system.
Yeah.
Okay. There was tailgating going on in the parking lot. It was pandemonium, total pandemonium. Mm. And by the way, that's just the record archive. Don't forget the Hog across town had their own record store day things going on. That scene was also a mob scene. And Saturday may have actually been the perfect storm for vinyl. Record store day fell on 420, probably a large cross section there.
There you go.
A lot of snacks involved.
And
a lot of soft boys lining up for the re-albums.
And it was the day after Taylor Swift released her new double album.
Oh.
And she put out a bunch of special editions.
Well, I didn't even think about that. You got all the Swifties involved.
So I saw a picture. Yeah. The Record Archive, I believe, had 150 vinyl Taylor Swift albums, the double album, and a couple of them were all like different like colors of vinyl and things like that. So that was a big deal. So I need you now to admit, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Vinyl's back.
Apparently. It's back, kind of. It isn't what it was when I was a kid.
Did you have thousands of people lined up
on
Saturday
morning?
Oh, my
God. There was thousands of record stores. You could buy albums at Kmart.
You can buy albums at Walmart and
Bro,
Target.
Bro, it ain't like it was in the day. It would be impossible because you don't need it. Because that means you got to go out and buy a stereo system.
Yes.
You got to buy a turntable.
Yes.
You got to replace the needle.
Yeah.
Like, all that crap is such a pain in the ass.
It's not that hard, man. I got one. It's easy. Mm-hmm. Bro, you can buy an all-in-one system that sounds really good.
I could just have my phone.
Why do you hate this?
And a wireless speaker.
But okay, you're right. You can get the music in multiple ways, but I think this is more of a collector's thing.
I get it.
You know what I mean? You have a collection. You want to touch it and see it.
And it takes up so much goddamn space in your house.
Any collectible does.
But this one for sure.
Okay, so first of all, let's touch on what Kimmy said. Hmm. I think you are underestimating how important it is for people to want to hold their music in their hands. The cover art, the look of your collection, the fact that you own that album. That is something that people under the age of like 25 never got to experience, right? Like, my daughters have not lived in a world where they could physically hold the music they bought, and I think you're taking that for granted.
All right, so are other things making a comeback?
Well, yeah, I mean, just like everything.
Filterless cigarettes and the iron lung? You really want to go back there?
Is that what you want?
Is that what you want?
Communism? We're knocking at your front door. Russia being a superpower, threatening.
Sputnik overhead.
Going back to those days.
Chairman Mao on a march.
And look, Kimmy, Tommy, you have to admit.
What?
Music coming off a record does sound
better. It does
better.
Not.
No, it does. It's an audio
you
fact.
Can't tell
it's
me
an
the
audio fact.
The technology that they have today to make this music sound phenomenal. It's not even close,
In the
man.
Digital form, you lose the top. You lose the top and the bottom in the digital
form.
It's a fact.
Big cover, rocker for tonight.
It is a fact that it sounds better coming off a record. I understand.
But that's what people say.
It's true. I understand your argument that it's more work. I understand your argument that it's an expense you don't have to pay. Fine, fine. Mm. You cannot argue that it sounds better coming off a record. It's inarguable.
Mm. I don't think so.
When's the last time you listened to a vinyl?
When vinyl was around, right? Guy... 40 years ago?
Okay, vinyl's around now, man.
And they tried to do everything they could to, like, I remember when they came up with quad.
Okay.
So it was a four-speaker system that you had to center up in your room, and you had to sit in the middle of the room to enjoy it. And I remember Dix doing that and spending all this money. And there were radio stations that broadcasted in quad.
Okay.
And it didn't work.
Huh. Well, that means if you broadcast in quad, the music would sound better than just being able to hear it anywhere around the room if you're walking around now, right?
Surround sound.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. 252 WCMF Record Store Day on Saturday. Thousands of people lined up outside the record archive. And even same kind of scene happening at the Hog across town. And Tommy Free, records are a fad. Nobody, man. Just a bunch of hipster losers. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. People were camping out to have first
talking
access.
Talking albums, man.
At the Record Store Day exclusives. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Austin. Hello, Austin.
Hello, Duffy. So, Tommy, you couldn't tell me that you wouldn't listen to a jazz record on a record player?
Now?
Yeah, now.
No, I have like a million jazz artists on my phone.
I have like a million.
Austin, here's how stupid he is. You can subscribe monthly to a whole bunch of services to have unlimited amounts of music on your phone. Right? Which I understand.
Which is about as convenient as it gets.
But you don't do that. You pay individually for music off of iTunes,
I got Pandora.
Idiot. You pay for Pandora or you get free Pandora?
I pay for Pandora.
Holy crap.
Sucker. Austin, so were you at Record Store Day on Saturday?
No, I was actually in Canada at IKEA buying a shelf for my records.
Ah. Oh, man, a Canadian shelf for my records. It's called a record holder. Then I can listen to my Foghat album in quadraphenic.
IKEA is from Sweden, you dick.
You were in Canada, though. I mean,
so you went all the way to Canada to get a shelf for your albums?
Yeah, you can't tell me you've done stuff like that before for other things. You go to comedy clubs and you perform crap comedy.
No, Austin, actually, Tommy has driven to Canada for a belt, and that is a real story.
And drove to Columbus, Ohio for lawn furniture.
Yeah.
And also crappy comedy across the country. Austin, thanks
for you're not winning this one. You're not winning this one, buddy.
Hey, well, thank you for your support for the record archive. Austin.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Take care.
How many Austins did he run into at Austin Fest?
He didn't go. Did you not just listen? He didn't go to Record Archive.
But if he would have won, he would have run into Austin. They were one Austin short. Because he's up in Canada buying a shelf.
Well, he's got to organize his records before he buys more records.
All right, then we built our own record shelves.
It doesn't make sense that you hate this so much because it's good for everyone.
It's good for the economy.
Look, it's good for the artists. They get
it's good
paid
for the food trucks, that's for sure.
The artists get paid more for physical copies sold. It's good for the consumer. They don't run the risk of having iTunes taking all their music back, which is something they're allowed to do. It's
Help
in the fine
you.
Print. I'm not done. It's good for small business. Those two spots in town were overrun with people just trying to throw money at them. And it's good for the people who physically make the records. There are factories across America that are employing people to press these things. Shouldn't you be cheering for all of this?
Well, you know what, Pat?
What's that?
All these Austins, you know, they're vegan, I'm sure.
Shut up!
They like their crap beer done with only organic, you know, ingredients. They're very earth-friendly. Mm-hmm. This is the most polluting thing you could have on the planet.
Oh, my God. Now you're
pressing vinyl that's going to end up in a landfill. It doesn't break down for 1,000 years. And all these electronics you're buying. See, I keep my carbon footprint low. I use a phone. And I have all my Jazz and Austin albums in my phone.
Bro, they don't end up in landfills.
I don't end up in shelves.
Well, people are buying them.
Yes,
bro,
they end up at the Record Archive and the Hog.
They will end up in a landfill, just like everybody who bought albums back in the 70s did the same thing. I'm going to hold on to this, man. It's a double album. It's going to be really rare.
It was, and they go for a fortune now.
As we're finding out.
People tossed them, bro.
Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Dave writes us, my son and I went to Record Store Day, and records are something we bond over. He's discovered old, new, that's new to him because of it. The only thing that sucks is how expensive it gets. We spent over $300 Saturday.
$300 on crap.
It racks up fast.
And by the way, let the kid develop his own taste in music. Why does he got a dad's old crap?
No,
on?
But if he hears something dad's playing and he likes it, why would you not share that
and
with your kid?
He can buy his own. I mean, he can buy new stuff.
Jazz dick. Ooh, let people develop their own music taste. I like jazz.
It's Southside Johnny, man. He's really good.
Have you heard this new Tommy Dorsey? I like new music. I'm not a new girl. No, Kimmy, I mean, your husband collects records.
Yes, he has old and new.
And those new records get pricey.
Yeah.
Like the new,
it's... How many albums?
And like you said, there's different versions of them that they'll release, so they kind of get you with like, this is a super rare green record. Yeah. You know what I mean?
How is it rarer to producing them now?
Well, because like you can only get, I don't know, certain colors that they only make so many, you know,
I will say this,
copies.
This is how stupid I am. If I buy a new record and I open it up and it's a different color than the black vinyl, I get like super
giddy. It is kind of fun.
Ooh, it's purple.
Look at the design it makes when it spins.
Check it out. And look, here's the thing that boggles my mind.
What's that?
Right? As we talk about vinyl coming back, thousands of people on Saturday going through two stores on Record Store Day. I mean, the Record Archive and the Hog are packed on Saturdays and Sunday, any regular weekend with people shopping for records. Yeah. Knowing you, you should be record guy. You like a lame-ass, snooty genre of music.
I do.
You're the ultimate old guy hipster, and if you don't believe me, log on to our live stream right now and look at his zip-up strappy boots that are underneath his summer jeans with a turtleneck and a shacket. You dress like you have 5,000 records in your basement. You dress like you own the bop shop.
Well, thank you.
You make everything more difficult than it has to be. Every time you start a sentence, it's a roller coaster ride. You were made for being record guy.
So you're saying I should go down there and check it out?
No, I know you'll hate it because you've already decided you hated it. It's just weird that, like, you made a snap decision you hated something, and you won't go back.
I just hate antique crap. Like, the stores always smell weird.
They smell like vinyl.
I know. It's a weird old smell.
When I go to bookstores or when I go to record stores,
I hate that.
I always have to poop immediately.
Well, there's a very distinct smell.
All of them, they're, like, musty.
Yeah. But I don't know. That's it's part of the experience,
the must?
I guess. Yeah.
It's a must have. Thank you. Look, the coolest thing about vinyl coming back.
Yeah.
It brings together music lovers from different generations. Like on Saturday and Sunday at the archive, you saw 20 somethings cutting it up with 50, 60 somethings while they're going through the walls of all these records. Mm. What other hobby activity has those two types of people not only wanting to talk to each other, but engaged fully while doing it?
Do you think,
name me another hobby. Name me one.
Thank you.
Pickleball.
No, Kimmy's dad's ruining that for everybody.
I thought he was recruiting young guys.
Exactly.
Yes, he is.
Don't say that without context.
I said with the pickle.
Not helping.
And a ball.
Nope.
And a paddling.
Do you think...
Pickling and a paddling. Paddling and pickling.
Do you think that the older people going to Record Store Day, are they buying new records, or are they buying the stuff that they used to have? Because I would almost think they're the ones buying the newer albums, because it would almost like kill you to know you used to have that record that
they're now reselling. Trying to get the stuff back that they threw out as a kid.
It's a really good question. Look, I'll say this as a guy who is, you know how compulsive I get about stuff that I do, right? And it's just all in.
Yeah.
I would imagine, to answer Kimmy's question, that a lot of the old heads are buying the reissues because it's so crisp. Like, I mean, it's expensive, but like, every artist you've ever heard of is putting out stuff on a semi-regular basis, like reissues or like demos you've never heard before. However, There is something about going through that wall of used records that go anywhere between like $1 and $10.
Yeah, it's like a crapshoot.
And finding a gem.
Yeah.
Like an album that was...
Well, the rare ones are going to be like the first issue of like Skinnered.
Oh, I don't even mean like...
I mean the one before the... You know, they issued that and yes. They changed the album cover.
Yes,
so the original album cover had the flames in the background.
Yes.
They took it off. That album cover has got to be worth a fortune.
Like, he can't even resist.
Nope.
Like, he makes fun of it the whole time, and then he has old man knowledge. Huh.
And that's all you're going to hear down at Album Fest.
No, but see, I find that interesting from someone who's into this, not Dick who wants to
sound
like
it. I don't like it coming out of your mouth.
What I meant by that, no, the Record Archive knows if they have a rare record, you're not going to sell it for $3. What I mean is, like, an album that was maybe a deeper cut that you loved back in the day, and all of a sudden you stumble upon it again.
Right.
I mean, that's the greatest feeling in the whole world, man. You bring it home again for $3.
Jeff Beck.
Whatever you're into. Bro, they have a massive jazz section that you would love to sit for 2 hours and thumb through, and you won't do it out of principle that you had a bad take. So stupid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,